COVID.
I represent science. I represent science.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
Get that vaccine. Get that vaccine.
Bad idea.
They can still kill you.
I need you to be my apostle.
Bring out your dead.
COVID.
Bring out your dead.
Don't forget to wash your hands.
I'm tired of people breathing my air.
There's no fucking I in team, okay? But there is an I in COVID, you fuck.
Hello, greetings, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Free Your Consciousness. I'm Doug Michael. My website, DougMichaelTruth.com. Today is December 2nd, 2021, at the time of this recording. Thank you once again for joining me. I really appreciate your time and attention. I hope you are all keeping well and navigating the apocalypse as best you can. Really going to keep this one brief today, ladies and gentlemen. What's occurring is what's called democide, which is defined thusly. Democide is the killing of members of a country's civilian population as a result of its government's policy, including by direct action, indifference, and neglect.
Get that vaccine.
And this is what's occurring, ladies and gentlemen. I know you got people out there that in their gullibility never would think that governments kill their own people. Well, certainly not the American government. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, your worst enemy, as I've said before. And really, today's podcast is just an addendum to the last one I did just a few days ago. There was some information that I omitted just for time constraints. So before I get started with, I have a few articles here I'd like to share with you today. Like I said, the information just keeps coming forward. But in the talk I did the other day, I was mentioning how, you know, there's a lot of people that are pressured either by their employer or by their family, by the media, by the cadaver in chief.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
To take this injection. And what I recommended to people that know people that might be on the fence with this is to do a brief internet search of Johnson & Johnson criminal history and Pfizer criminal history. These are two major corporations that are involved with this agenda. And so I'd just like to share a few cases of each of these companies for you. And again, someone could do their own research, and I would suggest if someone does not have the self-respect or if someone is too lazy to do a little homework and get informed, you know, what can you do for them? Okay, so Johnson & Johnson. In 2004, J&J agreed to pay $90 million to settle suits regarding heartburn medication that caused several hundred deaths and many cases of cardiac irregularity. In 2013, the company paid $2.5 billion in compensation to 8,000 people who received faulty hip implants. 2016, $127 million in damages was awarded to women who sued J&J, claiming that their ovarian cancer was caused by the company's baby powder. Now, Johnson & Johnson knew their baby powder was carcinogenic, as the company's own documents show, and they knew about a possible link between their powder and ovarian cancer as long ago as the 70s. All right, so they knew, and they marketed it anyway. Memos from that far back discussed the possibility that their talcum powder could contain asbestos. They knew, and yet they still marketed their poison. In 2013, over $2.2 billion was paid out in criminal fines and civil settlements for the marketing of Risperdal, an antipsychotic medication for unapproved uses, all right? $2.2 billion paid out just in that one settlement. And in 2019, $572 million paid to the state of Oklahoma for contributing to the opioid crisis. And again, these are just a few cases in a long list of criminal activity. But you can trust their COVID vaccines. They're completely safe and effective. And I own condominiums on Jupiter.
COVID. Get that vaccine.
They can still kill you.
Okay, here's a couple from Pfizer. 1958, Pfizer was charged by the Federal Trade Commission for price fixing and making false claims. In 1996, the company paid out $408 million in a lawsuit settlement for price fixing. In 2002, the company was caught defrauding the federal Medicaid program. A $784 million settlement was reached for underpaid rebates to Medicaid. And currently, Pfizer is engaged in a legal battle against hundreds of lawsuits regarding their drug Zantac for being contaminated with a carcinogen called NDMA. And again, these are just a few cases that these companies were involved in. They're criminal organizations, ladies and gentlemen, but you trust them to stick an experimental so-called vaccine in your arm?
Get that vaccine.
We will eliminate you.
Okay, first article I have here, I'd like to share a piece of it with you today, ladies and gentlemen. This is from survivalblog.science. Here's the headline. Dark winter is actually a die-off plan to exterminate humanity, and the vectors of attack against human beings include mass vaccination genocide, engineered food supply collapse, leading to mass starvation. Well, vaccine genocide, we're seeing that, and we're certainly seeing the collapse of the supply chain, as I've been talking about in these last few shows, ladies and gentlemen. I'll read a part of this, and I'll post the article for you on the Doug Michael Truth website. Okay, the so-called dark winter is actually a die-off plan to exterminate humanity, and the vectors of attack against human beings include mass vaccination genocide, engineered food supply collapse, financial sector disruptions, and an accelerating supply collapse of energy, gasoline, natural gas, needed to heat homes, make fertilizer, and power transportation. See, we might not see this food shortage right away. We're starting to see it now. But give it another few months when the farmers can't get supplies to fix their tractors, to fix their combines, when they can't get fertilizer to produce crops. What do you think is going to happen? And I think, you know, now's the time to get prepared, ladies and gentlemen, as I've been saying. We are also watching in horror as this accelerating collapse bleeds into shipping and delivery companies who are just about on the brink of suspending major services due to a lack of competent workers. Meanwhile, 70-plus container ships are stacked up outside the Los Angeles port as criminal governors like Newsom deliberately worsen the supply line restrictions by enforcing senseless COVID lockdowns that deprive the ports of desperately needed workers.
COVID.
The traitors in charge are squeezing off all the checkpoints of infrastructure that keep human beings alive. Now, ladies and gentlemen, last I checked, it was over 100 container ships off the coast of Long Beach and Los Angeles. Billions of dollars in merchandise, about 500,000 containers fully loaded, cannot get these supplies to market. If they succeed, they will quickly plunge America and other nations into third world conditions of mass famine, destitution, homelessness, violence, and despair. And have you noticed how quickly this is all materializing? This is all by design, and it's accelerating by the day. I mean, you're probably already noticing the grocery shortages that are rapidly spreading across North America. Grocers, school districts, and food manufacturers that typically order large quantities of food supplies are seeing their orders cut by up to 50% in terms of actual delivery. At the commercial level, in other words, the food supply has already collapsed by nearly 50%. This is only now beginning to trickle into the retail sector of the food industry, where grocers are desperately trying to fill empty shelves with something, anything, just to avoid looking like they're out of stock. I've noticed this, ladies and gentlemen. What they'll do is it's called leveling. They'll just pull all the products to the front to make the shelves look more full than they actually are. This article goes on. There's a video attached to it. Just as a reminder, anyone new on the Podbean platform, if you go to DougMichaelTruth.com, underneath the audio player, there's a big link. It reads View the Show Links. You click that, and everything I'm referencing will be there listed for you. You can check it out for yourself. There's usually videos attached to a lot of these articles, or I'll post videos underneath on the main page. So there'll be a lot of information attached to any given podcast. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, huge shout out to the readers, listeners, and the patrons. Thank you very much. Under Biden,
we've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
And the COVID tyrants,
COVID.
America is being rapidly transformed into Venezuela. Yeah, Amerizuela. This is not a coincidence. Yet many Americans are still stuck in denial, pretending things will all just get back to normal if enough people take deadly spike protein injections.
Get that vaccine.
Now, I've noticed this a lot, ladies and gentlemen. People are just going on la-da-da-da, you know, as if everything's just going to fix itself, everything's going to go back to normal. Listen, you cannot comply your way out of tyranny. You give a tyrant an inch, they'll take a mile. So, look, first it was, oh, just a shelter in place, 14 days to flatten the curve. Then it was, well, you got to get 2 jabs. And then you got to socially distance. Then you can't get together on holidays. Now you need a booster. CDC is now calling for a 4th booster, which we'll get to in a minute. You see, it's just going to keep expanding because we're dealing with an agenda of tyrants here. And there's very little time left for people to wake up. Remember, Biden said 98% of Americans would need to get vaccinated.
You've been patient. But our patience is wearing thin.
If we look at countries like certain territories in Australia, they're actually in the Northern Territories removing indigenous people at gunpoint, putting them into camps, COVID camps. They're doing that in Austria. I don't know if they have camps yet set up in Austria, but man, it's just turned into a brutal police state, and they want to bring that here. We look at Australia, that's the test run for what they want to do everywhere else in the world. The article goes on. I'm just going to read small pieces of this, ladies and gentlemen. I will post it on the site for you to read if you like. This winter, all the factors combined to achieve a mass die-off. If the anti-human globalists are able to pull off their plans, we will see millions of Americans dead over the next 6 months alone. Potential defenses against this assault include ivermectin, food preparedness, self-reliance, and so on. So spread the word about these important truths to help save lives. With far too many sheeple still going along with the vaccine mandates and mask requirements, what globalists have now confirmed is that 90% of humanity is incredibly easy for them to kill. Most people have zero backup food supplies, no backup water storage, no ability to produce their own food, no means of self-defense, no backup communications, etc. And this one goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. And if you remember the last talk I did just a few days ago, I mentioned Operation Dark Winter, which was a simulation drill of a smallpox attack. And we've heard these politicians over the last several months using that term, like in an Orwellian newspeak kind of situation. Oh, dark winter, dark winter. Yeah, it's they tell you what they're going to do. Another piece I have here is from Health Impact News. And ladies and gentlemen, like I said in the last talk, the information just keeps coming by the day. There is a window of time where this agenda breaks the surface. They can't stay in the shadows forever as they're rolling out their agenda. There's going to be a window where things become obvious right out in the open. The title of this piece, PhD researchers' analysis of VAERS data reveals 5,427% increase in deaths following COVID shots compared to all vaccines the past 10 years. It reads in part, this is a study by Jessica Rose. She did an analysis of CDC and FDA VAERS data. And she recently made a presentation to the World Council for Health. Her analysis of the data in VAERS revealed that in 2021, there has been a 5,427% increase in deaths following the shots and a 1,373% increase in adverse reactions following COVID-19 shots as compared to all other vaccines given out for the past 10 years. So in 8 months, we've got more deaths and more adverse events than reported in the last 10 years. And as we know, VAERS, you're only getting maybe 1% of actual events that are reported. So multiply that by 100. You know, this is democide. Another incredible statistic she found was that about 1 out of every 324 individuals receiving a COVID shot has reported an adverse event.
Get that vaccine.
Bad idea.
In one of her previous analyses, she determined that the data in VAERS is underreported by a factor of 42. This would mean that about 1 out of every 8 individuals receiving a COVID-19 shot is reporting an adverse reaction. And we'll come to a little bit more about VAERS in just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Health Impact News is great. They always have tons of information. There's videos attached to this one too, so I'll post that on the Doug Michael Truth website as well, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, now I mentioned a couple days ago that the FDA was petitioning to have Pfizer seal their documents for 55 years. And I said, well, why would they want to do that, right? Well, this just happened. A judge, this is from yournews.com, judge orders Pfizer FDA to release documents. First doc dump says thousands killed by shot in the first month. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Pfizer's own documents. There's a PDF of that. I will post that for you to read as well, too. But in summary, okay, this is right from their own documents. Now, they wanted to cover this up, but fortunately, a court ruled against it. And this is what we have. Okay, remember, Pfizer, the company that wants to shoot you up with their poison.
Vaccinate.
They can still kill you.
All right, this reads in part. It is estimated that approximately... I'm going to get past this part. It's just mumbo-jumbo. Okay. Cumulatively, through February 28th, 2021, there was a total of 42,086 case reports, 25,379 medically confirmed, and 16,707 non-medically confirmed, containing 158,893 events. Most cases... 34,762 were received from the United States, 13,739 from the United Kingdom, 13,404 in Italy, 2,578 Germany, 1,913 France, 1,506 Portugal, 866 and Spain, 756. The remaining 7,324 were distributed among 56 other countries. This is 1 month. I'm sorry, 3 months, from December 2020 to February 28th, 2021. 3 months, 42,086 case reports, according to Pfizer's own documents. Show this to people you know that are sitting on the fence wondering, should I get an experimental injection or shouldn't I? Here's the next piece I have. This is the expose. The headline, it gets worse. A comparison of official government reports suggests the fully vaccinated are developing acquired immunodeficiency syndrome much faster than anticipated. I know I talked about this in the last podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is concerning. Latest UK PHE vaccine surveillance reports figures on COVID-19 cases show that doubly vaccinated 40 to 79-year-olds have lost 44% of their immune system capability. Their immune systems are deteriorating at around 5% per week. Imagine that. If this continues, then 30 to 59-year-olds will have zero COVID viral defense and perhaps a form of AIDS by Christmas, and all double-vaccinated people over 30 will have completely lost the part of their immune system that tackles COVID-19 by January next year. That's unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. And again, this article is long. It has a whole bunch of charts. I'll post this for you to check out as well. And I recommend taking a little bit of time to do that, ladies and gentlemen, especially, again, if there's someone you're close with that you care about, that's thinking of having these injections or being pressured to do so. I mean, you would be armed with some information. You might be able to at least get them to think about it. Next piece I have here. This is from Anti-Empire.
Get that vaccine.
They can still kill you.
I need you to be my apostle.
Here we go again. Pfizer. The headline, Pfizer announces its vaccine is useless 11 months after dosing. The only reasonable way to read its claim that booster is 19 times more effective than two doses. Well, that's not how they phrased it, but it is the only reasonable way to read their press release claiming that the booster is 95% effective. Remember, the booster is given to people who have received the vaccine. That's why it's a booster, right? And when they tested a booster against a placebo in those people, they found a 95% reduction in disease in people who received the booster for a total of 11 weeks after they received the booster, excluding the first week, because science by which I mean because including that week would not help the results. 95%. Where have you heard that figure before? Oh, yeah, it's exactly the same relative risk reduction they claimed in the pivotal trial last year when they tested the initial dose against placebo. The only reasonable read is that the booster is providing temporary protection similar to the first two-dose series temporarily did against placebo, but these are vaccinated people. So where's the protection from the initial two doses? There is one difference. The absolute risk appeared at least 2 to 3 times higher in the vaccinated people in this trial than in unvaccinated people in the initial trial. 110 infections in 5,000 people in 10 weeks compared to 162 infections in 20,000 people in about the same period, because vaccines work. If you are vaccinated, get ready to take boosters forever. By the way, the press release includes no specific safety data. Yay, Pfizer. I mean, you trust this company with this massive criminal history? Yeah. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. What they're doing is committing democide. Now, if it's true that the immune system is waning over time after you get these kill shots, I mean, what are they trying to do? Create customers for life to where you need to become dependent on the boosters just to survive? It's more than that, but, you know, this is unbelievable. Here we go. VAERS, for those not familiar with the VAERS system here in America, it's the Vaccine Adverse Event Recording System, or Reporting System, excuse me. It's attached to the CDC, and it's set up to report adverse events to vaccines. So far, there have been more adverse events reported to this system in the last 9 months than there have been in the last 30 years. Still want to take that shot?
Get that vaccine.
We will eliminate you.
Okay, this is from the Burning Platform. Here's the headline. VAERS admits fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported. Fewer than 1%. Now, we could say that it's 10%, just for the sake of math. Just say 10%. And if you multiply the reported cases by 10, you've got just a shitload of deaths and adverse reactions. But now VAERS is admitting that less than 1% of events are reported. The article reads in part, the people behind the vaccine adverse event reporting system have admitted that fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported. Quote, adverse events from drugs and vaccines are common, but underreported. Although 25% of ambulatory patients experience an adverse drug event, less than 0.3% of all adverse drug events and 1 to 13% of serious events are reported to the FDA. Likewise, fewer than 1% of vaccine adverse events are reported. Low reporting rates preclude or slow the identification of problem drugs and vaccines that endanger public health. Okay, VAERS published their later numbers, and perhaps we should consider this data representative of fewer than 1% of vaccinated individuals. 818,042 adverse events, 127,641 doctor visits, 83,412 hospitalizations, 92,017 urgent care, 26,199 disabled, 10,179 Bell's palsy, 10,304 myocarditis, 8,408 heart attacks, 2,631 miscarriages, and 17,128 deaths. And again, that is less than 1% of vaccinated individuals that this has been reported on. You still want to take that crap?
COVID.
Get that vaccine.
They can still kill you.
COVID. Ring out today!
Here's the last one I'll share with you for the day, ladies and gentlemen. This is from shtfplan.com. Here's the headline. CDC wants people to get a fourth COVID jab. How long till it's a shot a day? The endless series of COVID shots is now here. How many boosters will you need? It'll depend on how much longer you'll be alive. As we said from the beginning, this won't stop at two or even three shots. Now, the CDC have suggested the immunocompromised get a fourth COVID shot. The CDC is now trying to convince people to get yet another dose amid concerns of waning immunity, as some pharma firms even hint at yearly boosters for all Americans. See, that they're not going to stop this, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Fauci,
I represent science,
just got on camera last week, I think it was, and said, oh, you know, the vaccines aren't working as advertised. Push the booster. How many people are falling for this shit? When will people wake up and realize you've been scammed? Big time.
COVID.
And it won't be long now before they start to make demands that children as young as 5 years old take these gene therapy shots. Well, they're already gave the go-ahead to inject babies as young as 6 months old with this shit poison. I mean, my God, are people that brain dead or that lazy, or that they won't just do a little bit of research to get informed before they trust these people to put this garbage into them or their children, right? The little children, the demographic is not affected by this alleged virus very much.
COVID.
Get that vaccine.
Bad idea.
They can still kill you.
Yearly shots seem like not enough, considering they are asking some people to get four per year already. Expect to have to take these much more often than just once a year. This is a part of the agenda, and they need people dependent on these shots to make it work. Yeah, well, the ones who survive it. How much time you got? If the immune system is weakening over time, how many years does a person have? You know, if there's no immune system, a cold can kill you. The sniffles, you get the sniffles and die. And this goes on. Those who are moderately and severely immunocompromised may receive a total of four vaccine doses, including an initial two-shot inoculation, one additional dose, followed by yet another booster, the U.S. CDC said in its updated guidance on Tuesday. I mean, this is incredible, ladies and gentlemen. They're not going to stop. Things are not going to return to the way they were before. It's not meant to. We're at the point now where humanity as a whole is being called upon to unite and to stop complying with our own enslavement. Like I mentioned earlier, you're never going to comply your way out of slavery and tyranny. Once the tyrants take your freedom, they're going to take it until you stand up and say no. On the bright side, there is global pushback against this because people are starting to wake up and come out of their slumber and take a step back and say, oh my God, what's going on here? Again, they might not be able to put all the pieces together, but there's a rumbling occurring, which I think is a good thing. So we might stand a chance here, but you know, I would greatly suggest that you get this information out to anyone in your family or your circle of friends that might be considering this, still on the fence, not sure, or just blindly believing their doctor or the TV or anybody else. You know, encourage them to take a few minutes of their time and get informed. It could save their life. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll wrap it up there for today. Make it brief today. Thank you very much for taking your time to listen with an open mind. I greatly appreciate it. I'm going to try to put these out at least once a week again now that the winter's here. I usually become a hermit this time of year. It gets so cold up here. And like I said, the information just keeps unfolding so rapidly now. So I'm going to try to keep up on it as best I can. And I really want to thank you again for taking your time to join me. And as always, it's nice spending time with you. So ladies and gentlemen, I'll leave you with the usual trigger board fanfare. This is Doug Michael. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, walk in peace.
COVID.
Ring out today.
I represent science.
Get that vaccine.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin.
I need you to be my apostles.
I am in a world of shit.
Get that vaccine.
We will eliminate you.
Get that vaccine.
We will eliminate you.
We will eliminate you.
COVID.
Don't forget to wash your hands.
I'm tired of people breathing my air.
There's no fucking I in tune, okay? But there is an I in COVID, you fuck.
COVID.
I represent science.
You've been patient, but But our patience is wearing thin.
Get that vaccine. Get that vaccine. Get that vaccine. Get that vaccine. Get that vaccine.
Bad idea.
They can still kill you.